The decision by an Egyptian court to sentence 683 people to death has been strongly condemned by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. The death sentences were handed down at mass trials yesterday, trials that Navi Pillay says clearly breached international human rights law. Ravina Shamdasani, spokesperson for Navi Pillay's office, says that a mass trial of hundreds of people, rife with procedural irregularities, is simply not good enough for imposition of the death penalty.
It is outrageous that for the second time in 2 months, the Sixth Chamber of the Criminal Court in Almenia has imposed the death sentence on huge groups of defendants after perfunctory trials. In defiance of worldwide pleas for Egypt to respect its human rights obligations, after 529 people were sentenced to death in March by the same court, hundreds now face a similar fate at the hands of a judicial system where international fair trial guarantees appear to be increasingly trampled upon.
It's believed that the 683 defendants who were given the death penalty yesterday faced charges relating to the death of a policeman and the torching of a police station, among others.
The charges against each one of these 683 in this case and 529 in the previous case, the charges against all these individuals were not individually read out, so it is unclear who was charged with what. You don't have to be an international lawyer to realize that this is the fundamental basis of a fair trial for you to know what you are being tried for.
Of the 529 people sentenced to death last month, all but 37 had their sentences reduced to life imprisonment yesterday. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has said that he intends to discuss the mass death sentences and other issues with the Egyptian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Nabil Fahmy, later this week. Nikki Chadwick, UN Radio, Geneva.